नमः ओम विष्णु भंडाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी भाष्यचारिणे. What follows is the Sri Mukunda Mala Stotra, the prayers of King Kulashekara. The first six translations are by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The remainder are by Sriman Kushakrata Das. Shri Vallabheti Vadadeti Dayapareti Bhaktapiti Babalunthana Kovideti नाप्तेति नागशयनेति जगन्निवासे चालापनं प्रतिदनं कुरुमा मुकुन्द. O Mukunda, my Lord, please allow me to become a constant reciter of your names, such as He who is very dear to Lakshmi, the endower of all benedictions, He who is causelessly merciful, He who is very dear to His devotees, He who is expert at plundering the status quo of repeated birth and death, the Lord who lies down on the bed of a serpent, and the resort of the cosmos.
Jaitu jaitu devo devaki nandanoyam, jaitu jaitu krishno vishni vamsha pradipa, jaitu jaitu mega shyamala komalango, jaitu jaitu prithvi balanasho mukunda.
All glories to the personality of Godhead, who is known as the son of Srimati Devaki Devi. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, who has appeared as the brilliant light in the dynasty of Vishnu. All glories to the personality of Godhead, the hue of whose soft body resembles the blackish color of a new cloud. All glories to Lord Sri Krishna, who is known as Mukunda, and who is the remover of the burdens of the earth.
Mukunda Murna Panipatya Yachi Babandame Kantame Yandamakam Avismatistvat Charanara Vindi Bhave Bhave Meshtu Bhavat Prasada.
O my Lord Mukunda, I bow down my head to your Lordship and respectfully ask from you the fulfillment of my only desire, that in every repetition of my birth, by your Lordship's mercy, let me never forget your lotus feet and always remember them.
Naham bande tavachadanayodvandamadvandaheto kumbi pakam gudamapihari nadakum napinetum ramya rama mrutamalata nandane napirandhum bhave bhave vidyabhavane bhaveyum bhavantam.
O my Lord Hari, I don't pray to your two lotus feet to be saved from the duality of existence, or to get rid of the grim hell of boiling tribulations, nor do I do so to enjoy soft-skinned beautiful women who reside in the gardens of heaven. I do so only so that I may develop my realization of you in the core of my heart, birth after birth.
Nastha dharme navasumachaye naiva kamopabhogi yad bhavyam tad bhavatu bhagavan purva karmanurupam etat pratyam mama bahumatam janma janmantarepi tvatpadam bau yuhya vigata nishchala bhakti randham.
O my Lord, I have no special attachment for religiosity, nor for accumulating wealth and fame, nor do I have any inclination for enjoying sense gratification. Let these come to me as they will, in accordance with the results of my past deeds. But this much is my most ardent prayer unto you, that I have unflinching devotion unto your lotus feet, birth after birth.
Diviva buviva mamastu vaso nadake va nadakanta kappakamam avadidita sharadaravindo chadanaute monane pichinjayami. Diviva buviva mamastu vaso nadake va nadakanta kappakamam avadidita sharadaravindo chadanaute monane pichinjayami. O my Lord, O killer of Narakasura, let me reside either in the plane of the demigods, in the plane of human beings, or in that of hell, as a matter of course. I pray only that at the point of my death, I may remember your two lotus feet, whose beauty defies that of the lotus flower growing in the season of Shavat.
Vande Mukunda Madhavinda Dalaya Taksham Kundendu Shangadashanam Shishugopavesham Indradi Deva Ganavandita Parapitam Vrindavanalaya Mahamvasudeva Sunam.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Lord Mukunda, whose long eyes are as beautiful as lotus petals, and whose teeth resemble conch shells, moons, and jasmine buds. Although he appears as the son of Vasudev, and also as a coward boy in Vrindavan, Indra and the other demigods offer respectful obeisances to the place where he rests his feet.
Shri Govinda Padamboja Madano Mahadadbhutam Yat Pahino Namuyanti Muyanti Yat Pahinoho.
The liquor distilled from the honey that flows from the lotuses of Lord Govinda's feet is certainly very amazing. For those who drink that liquor remain free from intoxication, while those who refrain from drinking it become intoxicated by material illusions.
Sadasajanayane shashanka chakri mudabidima vidamasa chittaruntum sukutadamapadam hajatu jane hadichadanas manatamitin tulyam. Sadasajanayane shashanka chakri mudabidima vidamasa chittaruntum sukutadamapadam hajatu jane hadichadanas manatamitin tulyam.
O mind, please don't stop taking pleasure in thinking of Lord Krishna, whose eyes are as beautiful as lotuses, who killed the Mura demon, and who holds a conch and a club. I don't know of anything as delightful as the nectar of the remembrance of Lord Hari's lotus feet.
Chindayami hadameva santatam manahasamuditana nambujam nandagopatanayam paratpadam naradadimunavrindavanditam. Chindayami hadameva santatam manahasamuditana nambujam nandagopatanayam paratpadam naradadimunavrindavanditam.
I continuously meditate upon Lord Hari, whose cheerful lotus face bears a gentle smile. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, greater than the greatest, and although he is worshipped and revered by Narada and the community of sages, he is also the little son of the cowherd Nanda.
Kadachadana saroji kanti manetramine shamamushi bujavichi vyakule gadhamagi harisadasi vagaya piyate jonjalaugam bhavamadopatikinna kleshimadjanta jami.
The unfathomable lake that is Lord Hari is beautified by the lotuses of his hands and feet, and within it swim the two splendid fish of his eyes. Its rippling waves are the movements of the Lord's arms, and those who take shelter within it are relieved of all the exhaustion brought about by material life. I, who am exhausted and depressed by staying in the desert of material existence, shall now dive into that lake and drink deeply of its waters, which are the splendid beauty of the Lord. In this way I shall become free of all distress.
He lokasuna tapasuti madana vyadhishchikitsam imam yogangyasamudaharanti munayo yam yagyavalkyadayo antar jyotirmeyamekamamitam krishnakyamapihitam tatpitam padamaushadam vitanute nirvanamapyantikam.
O people, please listen to me. Here is the medicine that will cure the disease of repeated birth and death in the material world. This medicine is prescribed by the great sages like Yajnavalkya, who understand the truth of spiritual life. Please drink this splendid nectarian medicine, the holy name of Krishna, for it grants eternal release from the bonds of material existence.
Hemakya padamam hitam shunatavo vakshami sankshepita samsara navamapadum bhavam samyak pravishyastita nana gyanam apasachetisindamo narayanayetyamum mantam svapanavam pranama sahitam pavarte yadhammuhu.
O people of the world, you have fallen into the dreadful ocean of material existence and are being tossed about in its dangerous waves. Please listen, for I will speak the essence of advice for your benefit. Just give up all varieties of so-called knowledge and chant the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya within your minds. Do this constantly with salutations unto the Lord.
Ma bir mand mano vachinta bahuda yam ischiram yatana naibami papabandi papari papaksami nanu shvidharo Alasyam vyapaniya bhakti sulabham dhyayasya narayanam lokasya visanapano dhanakaro dasasya king nakshamo.
O slow mind, stop your constant and fearful reflection upon the many tortures of Yamaraj. Sinful reactions, which are the enemies of the living entities, can't affect devotees of the Lord. O mind, please cast away your laziness and meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayana, the Goddess of Fortune's husband, who is easy to attain by engaging in devotional service. Can the Lord not remove the distressing sins of his servants?
Bhavajaladigadanam dundavatahatanam sututuhachakalatratranabaraditanam Vishma Vishyato ye manjatam apravanam Bhavati Shadanameko Vishnu Koto Naranam.
Having entered the ocean of material existence, the living entities are battered by the winds of material dualities, weighed down by the heavy burden of maintaining and protecting sons, daughters, wife, and other relatives, and drowned in the poisonous waters of sense gratification. Their only shelter is the ship that is Lord Vishnu.
Rajasi nipatitanam moha jala vritanam janana malana dola durga samsaga ganam shadana mashadananam ekamevaturanam kushalapatana yuktas chakkapani raranam.
Greatly suffering, unprotected, and fallen in the dust of the motive passion, the living entities are moving back and forth, tied to the swing of birth and death. Their only shelter is Lord Krishna, who holds a disc in his hand and who shows them the path toward their own welfare.
Paparara sahasa sankulam patitam bhimavavana vodare Hakatim shadanagatam hare kripaya kevalam atma satkuru Aparara sahasa sankulam patitam bhimavavana vodare Hakatim shadanagatam hare kripaya kevalam atma satkuru.
O Lord Hari, I who am full of thousands of offenses have fallen into the middle of the terrible ocean of material existence. In this helpless condition I am now approaching you for shelter. Please be merciful to me and accept me as your devotee.
Mam me stritvam mach me syatkubavo mam mukratvam makudeshesu janma mitya drishti mach me syatkadachi jato jato vishnu bhakto bhaveyam.
Let me never take birth as a woman or in any wretched condition, or as a fool, or in a sinful country, or bewildered by a false conception of life. Let me simply remain a devotee of Lord Vishnu, birth after birth.
Gahena vacha manasindriyaisya buddhnyatana vamsati svabhavat karoma yad yad sakalam parasmai narayanaya vasamapriyami.
Whatever I do with my body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, and self, let me offer it to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan.
Yat kutam yat karishyami tat sarvam namaya kutam taya kutam tu palabok tameva madhusudana.
O Lord Krishna, O killer of the Madhu demon, O rightful enjoyer of the fruits of action, whatever I have done or will be able to do is not done by me, but by you.
Bhavajaladimagadam dustaram mistareyam Katamahamiti cheto masmaga kataratvam Sadasajitushi deve tadaki bhaktireka
O mind, don't become discouraged, thinking, how shall I be able to cross this impassable and immeasurable ocean of material existence? By serving the lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, who rescues his devotees even from hell, I shall very easily be able to cross it.
Krishna tohi madana bhavano dut moho mimali daravati taniya sahajam graha sangakulicha samsara ki mahadi jalado manjatam nastvidhamam parambhoji vadada bhavato bhakti bhavam prayatcha.
The great ocean of material existence is filled with the waters of the thirst for material happiness, and it is crowded by the waves of illusion that move because of the great winds of sex desire. That ocean is full of the crocodiles of sons, brothers, and other relatives, and it possesses a terrible whirlpool, the wife. O Lord, whose glories are proclaimed in the three worlds, O you who perform pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwaraka, O bestower of benedictions, please give us who are drowning in that ocean pure devotional service to your lotus feet.
Vritti re nuna nupriyansi kanika palgus pulingolagus tejo nikshasanam marutanutaram randam susukshmam nabok jundra rudna petamaham rapitayakita samastasura vishte yatta satarako vijayati shipada dulikanaha.
All glories to the pollen-like dust of Lord Krishna's lotus feet, in comparison to which the sprinkling of nectar appears like useless particles of dirt. A blazing fire appears like an insignificant spark. A hurricane appears like a motionless breeze. The sky appears like a very tiny opening. And Shiva, Brahma, and all the other demigods appear like unimportant insects.
Nati nukpodoshottame si jagatame kadipe chaitasa sevye svasya padasya data dipare narayane tishtati yankam chit podoshadamam katipaya gramish malpatadam sevaya vigyamahi nadamaho mudha varakavayam.
Our worshipable master, the supreme person Narayan, the exclusive monarch of the three worlds, grants his servants a transcendental position equal to his own. But alas, how foolish and pitiful we are! Although Lord Narayan is standing within our hearts, we seek out an ordinary, poor, useless, lowly human being who happens to be the master of a few villages and become very eager to serve him.
Badde nanjale nannati nisidasagatrai soromodgamai khante nasadagangade nalayane nodgina baspanguna nityam tacharana radinda yugala dhyana mitasvadinam asmakam sadasiru haksha sapatam sampadyatam jivatam.
O lotus-eyed Lord Krishna, throughout my entire life may I constantly relish the nectar of meditation upon your two lotus feet. May I always offer obeisances to you with palms respectfully joined, head bowed, the hairs of my body standing up in ecstasy, my voice choked with emotion, and my eyes filled with tears.
Yat Krishna panipata duli davalang tad vashmatan vaishiras teni tretam sonjite sudushire yabhyam hariyadrishyate Sabudhiva Malinga Shankar Davalaya Malavandhyayini Sajivam Tavashini Pratipadam Yastauti Narayanam.
That body which falls down in the dust to bow before Lord Krishna is the best of bodies, and those eyes which see the form of Lord Hari become simultaneously very beautiful and free from the darkness of ignorance. That intelligence which meditates upon Lord Madhava becomes white and pure, just like the conch shell or the spotless moon. And that tongue which repeatedly offers prayers glorifying Lord Narayan emanates showers of nectar.
Jive Kirtiya Keshavam Uradipum Chetom Vajashidharam Upanidvam Samachayachita Katasho Chadvaya Tham Shunu Krishnam Lokaya Lochanan Vyahare Kachanga Yugmalayam Jigra Grana Makunda Pada Tulasi Murdhana Madhokshajam.
O tongue, please glorify Lord Keshava. O mind, please worship and serve Lord Muraripu. O hands, please decorate Lord Sridhar. O ears, please hear the topics of Lord Achyuta. O eyes, please see the form of Lord Krishna. O feet, please go to Lord Hari's temple. O nose, please smell the tulsi leaves offered to Lord Mukunda's feet. O head, please bow down before Lord Adhokshaja.
Āna yabhyasa nānya ranya vuditam vedarvatānyan vaham vedasceda palāni pūta vidayak sāvam hutam vasmani tirtānam avagānanāna chakajasnānam vinayatpada vanvām bohvada samsutīm jayate devaksa nārāyana.
All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayana. Without remembrance of his lotus feet, Vedic studies become just like crying in the wilderness. The daily performance of Vedic vows and rituals, fasting, alms giving, and other pious works all become useless, like sacrificial ghee poured upon ashes. And bathing in the various holy places of pilgrimage becomes as worthless as the bathing of an elephant, who after bathing in the water immediately covers his body with dust.
Madanapa dihadastitim adihe manasimokun lapadhadavin hadami Hadanayana Krishana nakrishosi smadasina chakrapadakaram morari Madanapa dihadastitim adihe manasimokun lapadhadavin hadami Hadanayana Krishana nakrishosi smadasina chakrapadakaram morari.
O Cupid, please leave my mind, which is the abode of the lotus feet of Lord Mukunda. Although you have already been greatly weakened by the expert archer of Lord Shiva's eye, you have forgotten the strength of the disc weapon of my lord and protector, the enemy of the Mura demon.
Natte natte bogi bogushayane narayane madhave deve devaki nandane sudavare chakrayude shangini Lila Shesha Jagat Papancha Jathade Vishveshwari Sridhare Govande Kuduchitta Vitta Machalamam Yestu Kim Vartanai.
O friend, please fix your mind upon Lord Madhava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who casually created the entire universe from within himself, who is the resting place of all living entities, although he himself rests upon the coils of the serpent Ananta, who is the son of Devaki, who holds the disc and the Shanga bow as his weapons, who is the foremost grantor of benedictions, who is the controller of the universe and the husband of the goddess of fortune, and who delights the cows and the senses. Aside from constantly meditating upon him, all activities are completely worthless.
Madrakshan Sina Punyan Shamamapi Bhavato Bhaktihi Nan Padaji Mashaushan Savya Bandham Tabachaditamapas Yan Yarakyan Jatam Masmashan Madhavatvam Apibhuvanapati Chaitisa Paknuvanan Mabhuvam Tatsaparya Gatikadadahito Janma Janmantarepi.
O Lord Madhava, may I never, even for a moment, see those who have no devotion for your lotus feet. May I never abandon hearing your pastimes, which are the proper subject matter of hearing, and listen instead to the activities of others. O Lord of the universe, may I never accept the arguments of those who deny you, and may I never, in any of my future births, become averse to your devotional service.
Man janmanak palamidam madukaita bari mat pratani madanugraha esha eva dvad mritya vritya paricharaka vritya vritya vrityasya vritya iti maans madalokanata Man janmanak palamidam madukaita bari mat pratani madanugraha esha eva dvad mritya vritya paricharaka vritya vritya vrityasya vritya iti maans madalokanata.
O Krishna, Lord of all the worlds, enemy of the Madhu and Kaitava demons, please be merciful and grant my request. Please think of me as the servant of 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 your servant. May this thought of yours be the result of my life.
Tattvam vubana nipadam padastam madukshadam tiva mudavahani vavartaya pram tadalasmi jive namari narayana gocharani.
The delightful transcendental names of Lord Narayan are greater than the greatest thing, and they appear to be dripping with nectar. O tongue, with folded hands I appeal to you, please chant Lord Narayan's names.
Namami Narayana Pada Pankajam, Karomi Narayana Pujanam Sada, Vadami Narayana Namani Manam, Smarami Narayana Tattvam Abhiyam.
I offer respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Lord Narayan and continuously worship him. I chant the transcendental name of Lord Narayan and remember the imperishable truth about him.
Srinatha Narayana Vasudeva, Shri Krishna Bhakta Priya Chakrapani, Shri Padmanabha Chuta Kaitabhari, Shri Rama Padmaksha Hare Murahari, Ananda Vaikunda Mukunda Krishna, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Vaktum Samato Vina Vakti Kaschid, Aho Jananam Yasanabhi Mukhyam.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Sri Krishna, the All-Attractive One, Srinath, the Master of the Goddess of Fortune, Narayan, the resting place of all living entities, Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, Bhakta Priya, he who is dear to the devotees, Chakrapani, he who holds a disc in his hand, Padmanabha, he whose navel is as beautiful as a lotus, Achyuta, the Infallible One, Kaitabhari, the enemy of the Kaitava demon, Rama, the supreme enjoyer, Padmaksha, he of the beautiful lotus eyes, Hari, he who removes the distresses of his devotees, Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon, Vaikunta, the master of the spiritual planets, Mukunda, the giver of liberation, Krishna, he whose complexion is wonderfully blackish, Govinda, the pleaser of the cows and the senses, Damodar, he whose waist was bound by Yashoda's rope, and Madhava, the husband of the goddess of fortune. Anyone who does not chant these holy names of the Lord, although he is able to, is the greatest sinner.
Bhaktapaya bhajanga garadama nishtraya loke rakshamani gopi lochina chatakambhajamani saundaya mudramani yakkantamani rukmani ganakuchatvandvaika bhushamani shreyo divashikamani dishatuno gopala chudamani.
Lord Krishna, the jewel carried by Lord Ananta and Garuda, removes all his devotees' distress. That jewel of Krishna is the amulet that protects the three worlds, and it is like a cloud that attracts the glances of the Chataka birds of the gopis' eyes. That Krishna jewel is the signet ring of beauty, and it is the only decoration on the firm breasts of Queen Rukmini, the jewel among beloved wives. That Krishna jewel is the crest jewel of the demigods and coward boys of Braja. May that Krishna jewel grant auspiciousness to us.
Shatru Chedaika Mantram Sakalabhupanashan Vakyasam Pujya Mantram Samsaru Cheda Mantram Samuchitatamasak Sangha Niryana Mantram Savaisharyaika Mantram Vyasana Pujika Sandashya Santrana Mantram Jive Sri Krishna Mantram Japa Japa Satatam Janma Saphalya Mantram.
The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only mantra for destroying one's enemies, lust, greed, etc. And it is worshipped by all the words of the Upanishads. That mantra causes the darkness of ignorance to vanish and puts an end to material existence. That mantra is the only cause of the attainment of spiritual opulence, and chanting it protects one from the bite of the poisonous snake of sinful reactions. O tongue, please constantly chant this mantra and make my lifetime successful.
Vyamoha prasamausadam munimanovritti pavrityausadam daityendratikarausadam tibhune sanjeevanaikausadam Bhaktatyantahitausadam bhavadayatradvansanaikausadam jayakpratikarausadam bibhamanakshi krishna divyausadam
The medicine that is Sri Krishna calms the disease of material illusion and cures the mental speculation within the minds of the logicians. Though this medicine distresses the leaders of the demons, it greatly blesses the devotees in all the three worlds. This medicine not only destroys the fears caused by material contact, but also rejuvenates and brings supreme welfare to those who take it. O mind, please drink this celestial medicine of Sri Krishna.